For the month of May, Brad Rolls is coming together to celebrate Wes Johnson's Voice of Palooza to benefit The Longest Day, which is a part of the Alzheimer's Association. Worldwide, 50 million people are living with Alzheimer's or another dementia. More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. More than 11 million Americans are providing unpaid care for people living with Alzheimer's or other dementia. The money you raise through our campaign through The Longest Day advances the care, support, and research efforts of the Alzheimer's Association. The Alzheimer's Association leads the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementia by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, and maximizing quality care and support. As the world's largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research, the Alzheimer's Association is committed to accelerating the global effort to eliminate Alzheimer's. Link is in the description to donate. We're running this campaign the whole month of May, along with other Fallout content creators. So now is the time to donate to a great cause that the Fallout community is coming together for. Thank you.
WRRS 22, Pirate Radio for the Wasteland. I've got some news about the odd findings that this passing merchant told me. This guy told me he eyed the hairiest man alive, dipping his big old fingers into a jar of honey. I asked him if it was down at the Marinade Sweet Chariot, and he told me no. It was in the swamps out a little west of the city. But the strange thing is, he was wearing a yellow suit. Sounds like a pretty tall tale to me. From this big bird. Anyways, time to let the show roll.
I'm revealing some areas that the hairy man has told you about and his special map. So if you will refer to Roll 20, you have unlocked some new areas, hopefully.
Nice.
One more in here.
Come oh my God, it is a house on. Did we find the sheep? Did we seriously? We found Bigfoot and Baba Yaga.
Bigfoot for sure.
We found the swamp Bigfoot.
Yeah. So Bigfoot, I'll hand the map to Clark, and I'll well, I guess Pep's actually the Minister of Transportation. So that might be. I'll hand the map to Pep, and I'll give this jar of honey to Hazel.
If you tried to hand it to Clark, he's just going to look at it and then hand it right back to you with disgust.
Just a cool map, and then hand it back.
What's this?
Oh, I'm sorry. It must not have enough pictures for your.
No. We've already established Clark doesn't know how to read, unfortunately.
Okay, so Pep's going to look at this map.
Hazel is going to use one of her radar. Get away. It won't get rid of all of it. Because I took a lot. But heals for radiation damage.
Is my best advice I could give anyone after that.
What happened to my dive suit? I wore my dive suit as Under Armour in this game, literally up to the point when somebody dressed me up like a giant elf.
That was in the year 2022 in real time, and we are just beyond. I have a child now. My child, like, that was before the child. My child can now say, "Hi, Daddy." No.
I need my dive suit back. Damn it. You know what? It might have gotten stuffed onto the train with all of the refugees when they were making their getaway from.
Okay, I'll take that. If you go back to the train and you spend a luck point to add a detail.
I'll see if I can find a dive suit.
Find the dive
I'm not suit. Doing this again. Maybe I can wakeboard. I'll learn to swamp wakeboard. I'm motivated now.
So, what's next here?
All right, looking at the map. All right, if we're looking for a vault, vaults are underground. It looks like there's a cave thing to the west, a spider cave. Might be a good place.
You review that. Lonnie's going to ring out and see where the dehumidifier function is inside the...
Just like a little fan in the back. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So did you get back in your power armor yet? Or are you trying to air the whole thing out before you jump in?
I'm probably ringing out some. Like, yeah.
All right.
Not the first time I've had to do this, but...
You're going to smell like wet, burnt hot dogs when you get out of your power armor.
Which, I mean, par for the course, really.
Nobody smells good in the waste.
Nobody showered.
No. Well, technically, I took a swamp bath, but it wasn't on purpose. But radiation kills everything, right?
I was like, do you smell better or worse after that?
Everything.
All right. Moving on. Clark, get up.
Gotta go check out the spider cave, see if we can find the entrance to the vault.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go really well.
Okay, so you all are going to area number 5, right? That spider-ish thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Harryman.
Bye. Wait, the
guy's name is Harryman? I'm going to have to meet that guy eventually.
Yeah, he's shy, but nice.
Nice. I like nice guys who are shy.
You come up on a rock formation that leads down into kind of this like almost like cave within a swamp. The outside of it is covered with like spider webs. It's hard to see what's down in there unless you were down in it or rolled a perception check. That is what's going on.
Does anybody have a flare?
There's a shish kebab in the party.
Yeah, if we throw that in there, we're not getting it.
Well, don't throw it. Just, like...
Lower it on a rope? Like, what?
No, like, just walk down, like... We're afraid to go into places now. Where's the Hazel and Pep that just walked into a swamp for the promise of swamp honey?
We're still recovering from the...
It didn't go well.
There was a creature in that water. I don't know how you swam across, Lonnie, but...
We have two people with headlamps on.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't know.
Is it like a cave? Is it like a drop? Or is it like a subtle...
It is like a crevice in the earth that is covered with spider webs all the way down into a black... abyss below.
Yeah, we should probably light that up somehow before we go in.
Yeah, but that'll kill the spiders, though.
Well, wait.
Why'd you say that like that's a problem?
I'm a little confused by that, too.
Well, it's...
All right, I got a question. Does my ProSnap Deluxe camera have a...
I mean, I'm not sure if the...
Is it one of those like flash paper style, or
those little square boxes that they rotate four times and then
my hood on, and then I stand it up, and then I have the little light. I'm sure. Yeah, it's got a flash on it.
It's got like a little flash cube on it. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can try. I'll use one flash of this to see if I can light up the cage and see anything. So we don't stumble into like a giant nest of spiders or something.
Well, also like the headlamps.
You got two people in power.
If I lean down with the headlamp and it catches the reflection of some eyes,
just stick like your head in there, Lonnie.
Okay, all right, let's do that.
Stick your head in there.
Yeah, Lonnie, you're just like shining your flashlight down in there.
Yeah, but depending on how thick the spider webs are, it might not be very effective.
Sure. Do a perception plus survival for difficulty 2 for me.
God, what's wrong with us?
Yeah, you shine your flashlight down in there, and you actually see that it is just covered with spider webs and spiders, so much so that spiders then begin crawling all over your power armor. They're crawling at every end, trying to find their way in, and you were just covered with tiny spiders.
Okay, so like tiny regular looking spiders are like scary ass rad spiders.
You know, rarely in the Fallout series are there going
are to be. Are you gonna get tiny spiders?
But in this case, yes, they are tiny spiders.
Look at them.
I'm gonna start trying to. Is it a good idea? I'm gonna say maybe try and flick the spiders off of him, off of his power armor before they actually find a crevice to squeeze into.
Here, do you have a do you have a brush or something? I'll just.
I would like to assume that I still have that bottle of whiskey, but it seems like kind
not
of
not whiskey, a brush.
I don't have a brush. Why would I be carrying around a brush?
You're a lady.
I just like something soft. Right,
I'm a lady
like,
who keeps throwing knives and implements of destruction in my hair. Right,
they're just spiders. Someone hand me the shish kebab.
No.
I was going to say, while the three of them are talking about brushes and whiskey, could I like start using the shish kebab to like?
Oh yeah, yeah. You just use that shish kebab. Yeah, you just start burning spider webs away. Yeah. You burn it away enough that you can like see that there is a bottom to this cave, but it's a jump to get down there. There's no easy way to get down other than jumping.
Oh, you know what? Well, Pep loves.
Pep, you're gonna have to jump in there.
Pep loves jumping in power armor. Pep's gonna jump down in. He's going to do the superhero landing.
Wait, don't.
Yeah, it's going to give me the shish kebab.
Full strength throttle.
Plus athletics for difficulty 2 for me. Strength plus athletics for difficulty 2.
For the record, like I'm keeping the spiders on me.
Is that, well, it's a fashion choice for sure.
Okay. You're a druid now. That's just part of it now.
He can light his hands on fire.
Well, I just, like, I want to give them some, I don't want to hurt them.
Okay, yeah, two successes with that. Pep, you dive into this deep crevice, and you just almost, like, come to a crash, stable enough at the bottom of it, and it kind of, like, rumbles the walls a little bit. A few loose rocks come out, and you hear a voice that says, "Go away! It's very scary in here."
Yeah, it's frightening. It's full of spiders. We're not going anywhere.
Giant spider will eat you.
You the giant spider?
At this point, you see a various kind of appendages appear from behind a rock. Could you do a perception plus... I'm gonna do a perception plus. Give me 1 second. Beach. For a difficulty, maybe 3, I would say. Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna do the exact same thing to you, and it's gonna be pretty funny. You are scared. You see this giant spider come out from the side of the walls, almost like it has its things. It scares you so much that you shake in terror, and a water kind of escapes your fusion core hole, and your fusion core falls out. And now
not again!
Paralyzed.
I'm gonna need to design.
There's a giant spider down here!
We're gonna need to design like a cover or something for
that. We need a better latch on that thing.
Yeah, somebody needs to fix that. Only we knew a mechanic.
That's right. Only we knew a mechanic.
Pep, giant like the ones on me, or like
giant like the Mr. Harriman you met.
Okay, well, just like rip its legs off. It's just rip them off.
I can't. That monster that lived in the water must have followed me, and it took out my power core again.
Guys, this is unbelievable at this point. I mean, really, every time.
Pep, how far down did you fall?
I'm not a mathematician, Lonnie. I don't know.
Okay, Lonnie. Did you hit your head on the way down?
No.
Do you have your helmet on?
Yes, I have my helmet on.
Okay.
Lonnie, Lonnie, you're going to have to jump down there. You'll be fine.
You're going to have to jump down.
Watch out, I'm the water creature who steals fusion core.
But that's like rule number one in the handbook. Just don't.
Did you eat any of the swamp honey?
No, is it good?
I'm guessing no.
Now's not the time, Hazel. Lonnie, jump
down. Pep, all of a sudden you see a flash of blue light that streaks across directly into your deactivated power armor helmet, and you take 6 damage to your head.
What? Thing went for the helmet.
Not sure if that actually, I'm not sure what your armor situation of how much that's absorbed, or what have you, but it is 6 damage. You hear the voice say, "Now get out of here, because I'm a big spider and I'm really scary.
I can't move. I can't get out of here because of the creature who steals fusion cores."
Okay. So I have a syringer. I assume the syringer's got some distance on it. It's got like a little scope, right?
You can check your range for your weapon. You're probably at long range based on
the yeah.
Brevis situation. So, I mean, if it's a, was it a medium range?
A weapon? Syringer so, is a two-handed medium range.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were aiming to hit something, you'd probably need 2 successes, I believe, that for long range.
Okay. Well, I want to use it first to look down there. I assume, did his helmet light go off when his fusion core fell out?
Yeah, I imagine.
Okay, yeah, so it's dark down there, so I can't see
on down there. All right, if I saw a blue flash and it sounded like he got hit, I'm going to have to jump down there.
Can you take the shish kebab? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be very effective with the shish kebab, but if you want me to hold it, and I'm going to reach out my spider-infested arm and hand.
Reluctantly, it's, yes.
It's a choice. He's made a choice on that.
Okay. I will take that, and I will hop down.
Yeah, do strength plus athletics for difficulty 2 for the hop. And then once you do that... Let me know. Well, I mean, everybody will know. That's 1 success. Yeah, you land with a thud, and the crevice closes slightly so that it the rocks almost like fill up. That you can't necessarily now, Pep and Clark and Hazel, through it, particularly outside of a hole that's maybe about the size of a watermelon. From the impact of Lonnie's crash. Lonnie, if you could also roll a perception plus speech for difficulty 3 for me.
Yeah, this one's gonna be rough. Yeah.
It's difficulty 0. Yeah, you realize that you are in the hole with with Pep completely and totally depowered and a giant spider, and you hear a voice say, "What? Don't move! Why are you down here? I told you to get out."
Okay, so it's because you shot my friend, and that's why. So that then I'm gonna have to shoot you back, and then is that really the direction you want to go?
Do a charisma plus speech for difficulty 3. If you fail this, he's going to take an opportunity attack. Or
I'm going to fail this.
Yeah, you fail it. Yeah, he's going to take an opportunity attack.
Your children. Rock,
from behind the rocks appears a man in a really cheap spider costume. And he shoots a shot straight at Lonnie.
Fake man spider.
While we're in close range. And we're going to do a roll of the damage. That's 5 energy damage. And we're going to figure out where he hits you. And that's at the left arm.
So 5 vicious makes that 8.
I think so.
And yeah, then the left arm.
No, it's just 5. It's already.
That becomes.
It's 8. Yeah. You're fucked.
That becomes 8 minus the inner. Okay. My left arm takes quite a bit, but it's still functioning.
All right, cool. So now we're going to begin initiative.
Okay.
The turn order, I'm going to re-pull up here. We're going to go with the same turn order as last time, where at the top of the order will be Mark, then Lonnie, then Pep, then Hazel. I'm going to throw in our there here in just 1 second. And we will. I'm just enjoyed the fake man spider. Enjoyed that little picture too. He's gonna go last in a turn order because he did the opportunity attack. So next up, Clark, you are at what I would say is extra long range. You won't be able to get it into range unless you dive into the pit. However, it is a watermelon sized hole that you will need to get through with rocks to get down in there.
Yeah. Clark, for his turn, is going to yell down and say, Lonnie, you got this, buddy, and make sure you bring back that shish kebab, okay?
Yeah, I'll try.
That's my turn.
Cool. All right. Next up, we've got Lonnie Haybear. Lonnie, what are you doing?
What's Spotterman's range from me?
Close.
That he's close.
Or like in this like, little pit. I would say right. Close range. He's come out. He's faced you. It's not a giant canyon or anything like that.
All right. I'm going to satch gun. I'm going to spend an AP to get extra die on this. That is 3 successes. So that'll generate 2 AP. I will roll damage. We'll just do this straight. So that's 2 piercing and it's hits 2 different areas for 1 damage as well. So it might not even get through his DR.
Yeah. The other thing is this guy has a defense of 2, which doesn't matter
because
you got 3 successes.
Yeah, I would only generate 1 AP.
To mention that,
but yeah,
but you do and spread, and so he takes some hits. They kind of singe through this spider outfit that he has created for himself. Pep, you are paralyzed. You don't have a power core in you. You are kind of stuck in a human-sized prison. What are you going to do in your turn?
I'm going to yell encouragement to Lonnie. Good shot, Lonnie. Take out that giant spider man weirdo.
Like this. Yeah. All right. Hazel, it is your turn. What are you going to do? You're kind of above all this. You've kind of you can only see through a watermelon sized hole. It's down into this area. You're muted as well.
I'm going to ask 2 quick questions. Yes. The first is, can I see now that there's all of this energy weapon discharge lighting up the cavern? Can I see a way to get down there? Are there handhelds or a rope or like a path that I can get closer to where this is happening? Or would it just be a straight drop to the ground from where I am?
It would be a straight drop to the ground through the watermelon sized hole.
Okay, so instead of that,
the hole bigger, and then you could fit your whole body into there, and it would still be a straight drop.
Okay, and the range you would say this is if I was to try and shoot with small guns from here,
it would be extra long range. So what that would mean would be he has a defense of 2, so you would need 4 successes to hit the man
with the syringer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to... Yeah, I don't think I can get four successes with that syringer. I think the chances of that are pretty slim. But I'm going to try it anyway because I haven't had a chance to use my new toy.
So you're going to expend ammo to try the syringer.
I am going to possibly, very possibly, waste a lock joint syringer round.
All right.
There are three action points available.
Okay. And I would like to use at least one of them.
Yeah, if you use one, that'll give you an extra d20. If we could spare some for me down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to use the one. And just with an additional die. That's I only got one success. Can I use a luck point to reroll one of them?
That'll only get you up to three successes at best.
That would only get to three. All right. So, yeah, I guess I'll take it for what it is.
All right.
But at least I didn't hit you with it, so.
Yeah. Command Spider is going to try to attack Lonnie Haybear. Lonnie, welcome to the boss fight that you have personally found yourself in. For zero successes, big yikes all around. And he just like fires off this laser, just completely misses you. For the sake of brevity, I will now ask Hazel if that they are going to try other things, or because I'm going to skip Pep and Clark's turn because they have made it clear what their situation is unless called upon by Lonnie Haybear for some assistance. Hazel, what's your do you have a game plan?
So since I tried to shoot and I heard the dart go and it just went didn't impact where I wanted it, I'm going to start widening the hole.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say and that it's going to take. How are you going to widen the hole?
I'm going to use like the
pull rocks.
Pulling rocks, possibly. I'll pull out one of my tomahawks and start whacking at it.
All right.
With the back of my tomahawk, not the sharp end.
So that'll take probably three turns to do.
Okay. All right.
To widen the hole enough.
While Hazel does that, can Clark? It's not intimidation, but like goading. I want to like yell down there and be like, "Hey, fuck you! Come out of here!" And I don't know, fight somebody. That's I don't know. Just get the fuck out of here so I can kill you.
Shut up, Clark! I'm doing my best down here.
I mean, you can do a charisma plus speech. You're trying to goad him. I would say for difficulty three, goad him to come closer, or like I think somewhere around there.
Take his concentration, so he continues to miss.
You rolled two successes, and in the rules, I'm going to have you roll another success, another die on that roll, so that we can identify if on a roll or not. House rules. Yeah, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah, you got your success. So he steps out into the middle and is kind of like almost like he's walked past Pep and Lonnie after missing his... He's kind of standing in the light of the watermelon-sized hole. I love talking about the watermelon-sized hole.
It's getting a little bigger now.
That puts him at a strange place where he's at long range for you all and still close range for Lonnie and Pep. And now it is Lonnie's turn.
Yep. I'm going to spend... So let's talk about Pep here. What type of action economy would it take to retrieve his fusion core and install it?
Probably like a agility plus science, difficulty one, I would say. And you would expend your turn doing that.
So it would be the turn. Okay. I don't know if I can invest that just yet. I haven't taken that much damage. I'm going to spend AP and roll 3 dice on the Satch gun.
Cool.
Oh.
Take a luck point for that. Yeah.
Cool. I will definitely take a luck point for that.
AP as and, well?
Yep, got that. And I'm going to spend some additional ammunition on this attack roll because I want it to hurt. And it wouldn't be worth it to use Lady Luck. All right. So this is damage, 3 spread, 3 piercing, and it hits 3 additional places for 2 damage. For 6, 8, 10. So if there's no DR, that's 10 damage.
Oh, right. Yeah. You kind of like shoot the sash gun through him, and it, perforates a lot of his spider body, leaving a bunch of spider holes. I don't know why there's spider holes. Why did I say
spider that? Holes, spider holes. Spider
holes. He looks pretty hurt. He's pretty angry. He's just like saying, "God damn it," and such.
Like, do you want to stop yet? Paralyzed.
You were paralyzed. You were in your power armor. Do you want to skip your turn?
You want to yell more words of encouragement to Lonnie? A great shot, Lonnie. You really showed him. Give up already, you fake spider nerd.
Well, even without a power core, he could still get out of his armor, right? He can just adjust.
Can I get out?
You can.
You can, but that's all.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah. Okay, since when has Pep not done something that was a smart idea?
That's true.
These are choices you can make.
Hang on one second.
I've gotten out of my power armor like once a scene so far.
Yeah. Like,
you smell like a sucker, Lonnie.
Think you smell like wet burnt hot dogs. What must Pep smell like? Smells like a gym sock that's been left in a locker all semester. All right, we've established we all smell terrible.
Okay, yeah. Actually, Lonnie, if you will roll charisma plus speech check for a 21. No, not Lonnie. Pep. Excuse me, Pep.
Okay. Charisma and speech?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, never mind. Your words of encouragement were not that great.
It's a bit muffled without the microphone. Yeah,
I like the idea that Pep does not realize that Lonnie can't really hear him because the suit is powered down.
Yes. All right. Next up in the turn order is Hazel.
You're muted again.
How much bigger have I made this hole?
It is the size of.
You could say 2 watermelons. Watermelon? It'll be fine.
A watermelon and a cantaloupe.
Oh.
I now must use fruit as our unit of measurement for the rest.
Anything but metric.
Yeah.
This is like this episode brought to you by Edible Arrangements.
This is great. Look at all the ad money we could be getting. It'd be like, I've carved
a cantaloupe
as full of this mutant.
The hole is the size of an Airstream and
in free flights to Hawaii.
It's the size of a free flight to Hawaii.
I like that. Well, good job digging that hole and making melon shapes there, Hazel. And yeah. It is now the fake Spider-Man's turn, and he's going to do what he does and aggro Lonnie, because this is Fallout 2D20 with Dave Chaffins, and that's what you do.
You aggro. Successes from
that. You pick on the neck.
Yeah, you got to aggro Lonnie.
You got to aggro Lonnie.
I don't know why. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. That's 9 wow. damage.
I like that.
That's 9 like damage. That. I'd like to see that in the torso, thank you.
Right arm.
Right arm.
9, 6, 1. Okay. Right arm's fine. Barely.
Okay.
How fine?
Yikes.
Well, it's still functional.
Woo doggy. All right. Next up in the turn order is Clark. Clark, what are you doing?
I'm going to shoot at him before I shoot him. I'm like, all right, thank you for coming out where I can see you. Now, just stay really still, okay? Just stay still for this next part, please. And I will take a shot with the 44.
Yeah, it's going to be a long range, and it's what's the range on that? Medium, right?
It's close, so you know
that's a difficulty 4.
Yeah, it's a difficulty 4. Yeah,
it's cover fire, right? We're giving him cover.
Yeah,
get him to take cover.
No, he's long range now, so it's only a difficulty 3, right?
What, so he's got defense 2, and that's you match range.
I don't know. You didn't stay still enough. I told you to stay still. Don't move.
All right. Next up in the order is Lonnie. Lonnie, do something quick.
All right. I'm going to spend an AP so I can roll 3 dice on my satch gun. And then I'm going to spend a luck point because. Oh my god, that's 3 wow. successes.
Change.
So let's
take a luck point as well.
Yeah, let's get those resources back. Let's go.
Got an and then luck point.
And then I'm going to spend 2 more ammo on this shot to add damage.
A 9, a 20, and a 17. Hit a 1. Spend a luck point to reroll. Hit a 1. And yeah. Now you're doing what? What is that?
Like that's damage? 6 with 1 piercing, and the spread is going to be 3 damage, so 6 plus 3.
Yeah, this guy, his spider outfit just kind of falls off of him, revealing a man in a strange uniform with many different almost like grayish, like beigeish, like colors. And it looks like it's seen some wear and tear, but you can tell that he's holding a very powerful laser rifle in his hand. He is still going, though, and still alive.
And I'll just call out again, are you done?
Spider aspect of him is gone. Pep, are we going to do some words of encouragement? Some, like, give thanks, prayers, and wishes?
Okay, so at this point, because he's seen Lonnie take some damage, but also do some damage, so he's not entirely sure that Lonnie needs him. So Pep's been frozen. Where in relation to Pep is Spider Nerd?
He's in close range.
Like, is he behind me? Is he, like, to my side? Imagine he's now behind me. Yeah. He's in close range. Okay. Yeah, Pep's going to exit his power armor.
He's going to hit the emergency. Okay, yeah. That can be a minor action to exit your power armor.
But then I would like to try to... It's doing damage, but I feel like I don't want to kill him. Pep's going to try to tackle him. This might be a terrible idea, but...
Okay. Yeah, do strength plus athletics, but please modify and make sure to remember your strength score without power armor.
All right. I believe there's just a toggle, right, for...
on the character sheet? You can take your power armor off, but you're going to do a strength and athletics. It's a toggle on your armor in your gear section, I believe.
Okay, let me... There... Armor. Just uncheck them all. Does that work?
I don't think there's a good way to toggle the strength back and forth.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it did anything.
You know what your strength score is without power armor?
It's either 5 or 6. How much does the power armor add?
It has a base value. It adds it up to 11. So it doesn't matter what it...
Oh, it doesn't matter what it is initially? Okay. Yep.
I think it was 6.
Yeah.
Because you were going for a build. So I would say a 6 in strength. You can just modify that and then come back later. And roll it.
Okay.
Difficulty 2 to tackle the...
Strength and athletics. All right, come on.
But this will expend your turn. You can't do any, like, he's not going to be incapacitated. You're just going to be pinning him.
Grappling. Okay, come on. Shoot you in the face. I tagged you for a reason. Yeah. Oh, hey. Four successes.
Great. Now he is going to do a athletics second. So what he needs to do is I'm going to roll a strength plus athletics check, and this guy has to beat he has to do a difficulty 4. So he has to beat that. And he is going to have anything to expend. So he's just going to roll it. And we're going to see. Come on. Come on. All right. Bam.
Antissa.
Bam. Let's see what he gets.
Ha ha ha. Fake Spider-Man.
He's going to spend a luck point and re-roll that 12. Oh, he's going to come over here. We're just going to roll one of those.
Brings it up to three successes.
Successes. Okay, yeah. It pins him, but he's like on the ground, like there's a struggle. But he's not like, this isn't a Assassin's Creed or Metal Gear Solid where you have like incapacitated him. He has little Z's on him. He's still gonna get up after.
That's all we needed.
It's his turn. Hazel, you're up next. What are you gonna do?
Okay. So I am to see how much bigger the hole is now.
It is now two watermelons and a honeydew.
So people without power armor could squeeze through. People without power armor would not be able to squeeze.
Correct, yeah. You would be able to squeeze through this hole.
Okay, and on the inside there's still, it's, there's, I don't see any way that you could get up or down.
Yeah.
Other than falling.
Other than falling, yes.
I'm going to keep opening. I'm going to keep working on the open.
All right. We'll see you next turn for another melon.
It's all about Hazel's melons. That's the way this melons entire game is down. Going. Melons all the way down.
Next in the turn order is this fake Spider-Man, and he is going to draw his gun on Pep because Pep is right there in front of him. You're not wearing any armor right now, are you?
I don't think so, actually. Ooh.
Cool. He's going to roll a luck point to get... that's my last luck point. I shouldn't tell you all that, but it is. to see what he... out of that. Let's see if he's getting success out of that. 14 plus 7. Dang, no. Zero successes. He just, like, shoots this laser rifle off and it entirely whiffs. Clark, you are up next in the order. What's going down?
Now that the hole is a bit bigger, I want to like lean my body into the hole and like extend the arm down so I can get just maybe a little bit closer.
Okay, yeah, I would say do an athletics plus agility check for me for difficulty 2 to see if you can like line yourself up with enough range to be a medium range, I would say. Contort. This is a body contortion to see if you can contort your body. This is a contortionist roll that you have now failed. So you are at long range.
Yeah, I mean, you miss all the shots you don't take, right? Yep. Right.
Wayne Gretzky / Michael Scott. Oh, shit. Lonnie Haybear.
I still didn't hit him. It was only 3 successes.
You didn't hit him.
I get a luck at least.
Yeah. That's true. You got a
luck. That's worth it. All right. Next time, just hold him just a little bit more still. Just a little bit more still. That one was really close.
All right. Lonnie Haybear. Your turn. You're in the turn order?
Yeah. I'm a bit frustrated at his behavior since he tried to take a shot at Pep while he was incapacitated. So I'm going to take the Satch gun, and I'm going to do the equivalent of a pistol whip.
Okay, so you're going to do a gun bash on him?
I'm going to do a gun bash. So I'm going to spend an AP to get an extra die on this. I'm going to spend a luck point to try to get this to stick. So there we go. I get it. And then
get it.
This should be 5 damage dice if the sheet handles it properly. Sorry. Let me try that again. Crap, that was a terrible roll.
You just hit him and it hurts. It hurts him.
Yeah, that. So I mean, the intent was to try like go for the head. I really wish there'd been more damage because gun bash has stun on it.
Yeah, so, if he got a stun, he would have been incapacitated.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Yep, Lonnie, what are you doing?
Okay, so what I would like to do now that I have 2 turns is I was.
You're on top of this man.
On top of this man.
With your armorless body.
I'll be still my heart.
Clark almost shot.
Am I close enough where I could try to grapple the gun away from him? I'm on top of him. Like.
Are you trying to disarm him? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You can do a strength plus athletics. Do go ahead and roll strength plus athletics with your modified situation.
Three successes.
All right, so he's going to try to beat that. Yeah, you wrestle the laser rifle away from him. You now have his laser rifle. What are you doing?
Can I take like a I can take another action?
You've done like a minor action to like okay. Disarm him. I would allow you like a minor action, like you've done like an action to disarm him. I would allow you like once you have it, you're not just going to sit there in silence and wait for everybody. Yeah. So like you have an opportunity to say something if you're going to say something.
All right, I'm going to tell, give up, man.
Charisma plus speech for difficulty 5.
5.
Yes.
Jesus.
Rules of the book.
Guys, rules
of the book. You wanna stop an enemy from fighting you in the middle of combat? It's a difficulty 5. Charisma plus speech.
Mid-combat. I mean, I would think that we've got a few modifiers at the moment. You've got Pep Hackett straddling you, which I mean, if that doesn't disarm you, nothing will.
I mean,
pointing a gun at you, okay, mixed signals, but.
By the way, I have a question when you're done with this.
All right. And this is not a contested speech role, correct?
No, you're not. No, you're just telling them to do something. Okay. Yeah.
Make sure it doesn't go.
Jesus Christ, man.
So poorly. Just
telling them to stand down. Zero. Yeah, you try to speak. You're like, man, this is not cool.
Come on, man.
All right, and that's your turn.
So, random question. In your mind, the ammo for the syringer, is it the kind of thing that if you shot it and it got in the general vicinity but didn't hit the target, that if it was just laying like on a stone or caught in a spider web nearby, could somebody pick it up and like, jam it into somebody and get the same effect as if it had been shot at them?
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go to my expert here of medications and pain and such. Arid, if you threw a full syringe of something at a wall with all of your might, would you still be able to use the syringe effectively?
That's a very good question, because modern syringes actually use plastic, so I would say that the actual syringe would probably be safe. The needle might be bent. If we're talking about older syringes that were glass, I would say that that's going to be a little bit less likely. A lot of games that use ammunition rules, in which you can try to retrieve your ammunition, they'll typically roll like a 50% chance. So like in Pathfinder or something,
I'm not here for your game knowledge. Excuse me.
Let's say the syringe might still be there, but yeah, the needle is probably all gold because it would have impacted a hard surface.
Rain on the parade either, but like a plastic syringe is gonna just blow apart if it's shot out of a gun at any size and velocity.
Okay, just looking for a clarification.
If it blows up out of the muzzle, then it renders the whole payload ineffective. Like the whole point is for the whole payload to stick into something and deliver. So
I feel like it's got to be like how I've always imagined the syringes. I mean, we're getting way off topic here. How I've always imagined them in the game is it's like a metal canister.
But it still has a needle. It has to be metal
because otherwise, like,
okay. It's just imagine destroyed. A crash test dummy when it hits a wall, right? And the person inside slams forward because of inertia. So now imagine instead of a person, it's the plunger, the syringe. So the syringe hits something, and the plunger with the inertia makes the medicine go in. Not that this is the scenario we're describing right now.
Right. There's like a lead shot or something that the inertia is what causes the plunging into the... Yeah.
All right. This is now me being RuPaul. Ladies, I've made my decision. You're back.
I respect the decision. I think we talked that through pretty thoroughly.
Yeah, there will be no recovery of syringe shots.
Okay.
If you had a bow, it'd be a different story.
Oh. Okay.
It is your turn, Hazel.
Still working on the hole.
You have now made 5 melon holes.
Can we just assume
is the hole big enough?
Is the hole big enough for a suit of power armor to make its way back through?
I will now consult my fruit expert. I'm just kidding.
Call in the fruit ninja right now. We want to talk to him.
6 melons is, I think, the correct way to.
Okay, so one more melon to go. I'm gonna keep working at this thing.
Next up in the turn order is the fake Spider-Man / crazy man. He's gonna shoot Pep.
With what? I got his gun.
He doesn't have a gun.
Oh, true. Damn, that's right. Damn.
Gosh, shit.
Oh, that's true. Blue. All right, fine. He's going to punch Pep.
All right.
Mine. He's punching Pep.
Still is.
He hits him. And then we'll figure out what his thing is.
Oh, tell me he hits the gun and breaks his own gun.
Why would you want to break the laser gun?
Gun. Dang. Yeah, wow. I don't have to do any DMing.
God.
He can fix the gun. Yeah. Somebody knows science now.
It's in pieces. Have you ever thrown a
thrown a Nerf gun as hard as you can at a wall?
As our resident laser rifle specialist, I'd like to say that these are robust pieces of equipment.
I think that's actually a pretty good comedic stopping point for the evening.